Hello, 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 and welcome to the Out Boost Podcast. How are you doing, everybody? I am your vibrant hostess, Allison Sawajka, and today we have a guest in the building. If you had been seeing all the posters and all that was happening, we have the lovely Dr. Rose.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Dr. Rose.
Dr. Rose. And we're going to be talking about something very interesting. But before we get into that, I just want to remind you, wherever you're watching from, listening from, remember to like, comment, subscribe, follow, download, whatever it is that you do, wherever you listen from, right? And I just want to say thank you to everybody who listened to the last episode. The feedback, oh my word, the feedback is absolutely amazing. Keep it coming. I love talking to you guys. I love hearing what you think about the episode. I like to hear what you think I should improve on. I like it when you tell me where other like sites to put my podcast. I like it when you just tell me, oh girl, what were you on? I was on the Holy Spirit, baby. Like, so yeah. Hallelujah. So today we're going to be talking about something very interesting. So I'm going to tell you something about Dr. Rose. Dr. Rose has a degree.
Yes,
in
girl.
Medical bioscience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's currently doing medicine at the University of
Debrecen.
And she's my best friend, my boo, my wifey, my Ethan, you know, that kind of thing. So she did her first degree in Malaysia. So we're going to talk about some experiences in Malaysia. To do with like cultic behavior, 419 yahoo yahoo, you know, that kind of thing, scammers and all of that sort of thing. So Dr. Rose, tell me something.
Girl, I'm ready.
Tell me, what is this 419 business that we're always hearing about? What does that mean?
Okay, so 419 yahoo yahoo is all about scamming. It's all about scamming. You go online, you steal somebody's money, you pretend to be somebody that you're not so that you can get a quick fix, you know, get rich fast.
Okay, so by like what? Stealing people's money, online dupes, cards. You know when your card just removes money?
That's them. Or a company just emails you and then you fall for it. That's them.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my
goodness.
All
you guys who like doing your Tinder online dating, be careful, boo, because that's them too.
You know what? Actually, Tinder, as we digress, Tinder. I've never thought about being on Tinder. If you've thought about being on Tinder, please just comment below. If you're on YouTube or wherever, you can comment. I will like be. I want to talk to somebody who's like registered on Tinder before. Like, we could do an episode together. If you want to do an episode on the Out Boost Podcast and you've like done some Tinder stuff, message me, let's do it. And don't worry, wherever you are in the world, we can still have a beautiful podcast together, because it just amazes me. Like, I want to see the person, like, see you in the flesh.
But you see them in the flesh.
But we have met online to begin with. What if you're lying to me and I get catfished?
You will see them and you feel catfished. Sorry.
Yahoo. That's exactly what we're talking about. Yahoo. Okay, so tell me about like one experience or story about these Yahoo people you've like heard or like experienced or seen.
Okay. Yo, my guys.
My guy.
Y'all need to be careful out there. Okay, so like one thing maybe that could help you identify these people. Like, let's say you have your boyfriend or somebody that you're seeing, a potential, right?
Yeah.
And let's say you go to their house. If he does not allow you to move around freely in his house, there is something wrong. Or if he has like a closed door that he doesn't want you to like open, and he gets so frantic about it, like says, hey, don't open this door, there is something wrong. And that should be a red flag. Because like, what I noticed that in Malaysia, most of these girls were actually being used by these guys.
What do you mean they were being used? Like, what is being used?
Okay, right. So let's talk about cults. You know, cults, a lot of things happen. Sometimes they need your blood. Sometimes they need you to perform a specific act or so.
Yeah.
So most of these girls, they used to sleep with these men, but they didn't know that that was like a way that these men would get money.
So like, if he sleeps with me,
yeah,
he's gonna get money. Do I have to be a virgin for that to happen?
Or yeah, anybody? They used to look for a lot of innocent ladies, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
You need to be a virgin mostly, but just Jay.
Hey,
we are at risk.
Hey,
you are at risk, yo, because. I'll tell you a little story.
Mm-hmm.
So a little birdie,
stories.
A little birdie told me, yeah, that there was this guy, right?
Mm.
So this girl was dating this guy, and like every time at night, this guy used to like vibrate and chant whatever he's chanting.
Wait, right there.
He used to vibrate. You're sleeping next to your person, and then you wake up, you're seeing that his body is shaking and he's speaking. And
incantations,
his chanting. So it used to bother this chick, like, what exactly is happening during this moment? So she thought, like, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe he's having a fit or something.
Sleep paralysis.
This guy's having a fit. I need to wake him up before something goes wrong.
Uh-huh.
Ha! So this one day, this chick, she decided to wake him up during this little scenario of his fit. Ah. The guy shouted at her. He was like, dude, don't you know that this is the time that I work? Like,
the time that I work?
Yeah, in the AMs. Like, this is my working hour. Because during the day, he wouldn't work.
Yeah.
During the day, he wouldn't work. But at night, during that period, that's the time he used to work. That was his working period. And then he would be like, don't you know that, like, he just stopped something I was doing because I was just sleeping with another girl. So, y'all be careful when you have them dreams, y'all. When you have them dreams of somebody trying to get in your head.
Wait.
Run.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Rust. Like, when you say he was sleeping with another girl,
mm-hmm.
does that other girl he's sleeping with know?
That is a very good question, you know?
Like, are we all at risk?
I think we're all at risk because I feel like, you know, this world is more spiritual than we think.
It is, absolutely.
So I feel like it's all those in your dreams, when you have that guy who's trying to sleep with you in your dream, that could be him doing his work and trying to get money. So, so I actually, like, I really don't know how it works, but I'm just assuming that that's what would happen.
What would happen? You know, in like the Shona culture, I don't want to say in the Shona culture because then it's not like everybody does this in the Shona culture,
mm-hmm.
but there's this thing in the Shona culture where it's called Mbobobo. I know it's got a funny name.
What does that mean?
Basically, someone can have sex with you. Like I could be looking at you and be having sex with you. Contactless sex, Bluetooth sex.
And you don't know.
You don't feel it. But remember when we watched something to do with these sexual demons, whatever,
mm-hmm.
how like sometimes ladies think that maybe it's just a yeast infection because mm-hmm. the discharge there is not going the way it should. And mm-hmm. yet it's actually a side effect from what's happening in the realms of the spirit.
Mm.
So be careful, y'all.
Y'all need to pray.
I'm not saying that every single yeast infection means somebody's done something to mm-hmm. you. I'm just saying that the spiritual realm is more real than we think.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So that was his working hour.
That was his working hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And this other time, this girl, you know, she manifested at church because we're Christian ladies up in here, just to put it out there. So I don't know, for those who ain't Christian, you know, when a person manifests, it's like the demons are coming out,
like almost like an exorcism,
Pentecostal
type,
exactly. So this other time, now they're praying, they have like a church conference, they're praying for people. This chick starts manifesting, she manifested like in a snake. So she was like moving like a snake. She was moving like a snake. And then these things started speaking that, hey, we are using her for this kind of business. She doesn't know. Because the thing is with this girl is she was a bit on the promiscuous side.
She was promiscuous.
Yeah, she used to jump from man to man. So, you know, but she didn't know that she was actually being used by every single guy she slept with.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Malaysia's deep, yeah.
That's deep, actually. But it's not just Malaysia,
obviously. Yeah, it's not just Malaysia.
It happens everywhere. But we're talking about this Malaysian experience.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness. So then what do you think that we should do to be aware of these things? Because, I mean, I don't know I'm being slept with. I don't know I'm being slept with, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, what am I supposed to do? Like,
yo,
pray, chat.
Yeah, you also pray, need to chat. Pray. Don't be too gullible. Yeah. Don't be too naive to these things that happen in the world, because they could happen to you. So I think the best thing to do is just pray and be alert, because pray your gut can, like, tell you that, no, girl, child, this is not it. Run.
Uh-huh.
So you always need to listen to that gut feeling.
That gut feeling. Mm. And sometimes if you don't have the best of relationships with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit comes as a gut feeling.
Exactly.
You know? And I'm just about to unleash the word here. I mean, this is the Unleashed podcast. Like, the word of God says in Ephesians chapter 6 that you need to pray at all times and be alert. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, God goes with what you were trying to say that you need to always be alert and always be praying, because you never know what is going to happen. Okay.
Exactly.
So Yahoo, I always used to think Yahoo meant like business kind mm-hmm. of like scamming. Mm-hmm. I never thought that like Yahoo could be like also spiritual, you know what I mean? Like cultic and stuff like that.
Could be cultic, could be business.
It could be anything, really.
Could be anything.
Okay.
Could be your friend, too.
Could be your friend. Sorry. And you know what? We come to uni. Anyway, I did anyway. Come to uni so kind of shadowed, because mm-hmm. I grew up in a strict home. So I wasn't really exposed to a lot of things. So I think that I was very gullible when mm-hmm. I came to uni. And I just didn't... The world was my oyster. Well, not the world, really, just anger. Okay. But, like, you know, and I think that a lot of people go through that, where, like, you think the best of everybody.
Mm.
And you just don't think that this person is capable of ever doing mm-hmm. that. Indeed, hi.
They are doing it.
Something very, like, strange.
Mm.
Okay. Do you have, like, any other, like... interesting stories, because we're having fun here. Like,
yeah, like in the club, y'all be dangerous in the club, because that's where they look for their prey, you know. Uh-huh. And a key thing to also look for in clubs, you know, this happens everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know how people like popping bottles, then they wash their feet, wash their hands,
pour
it over themselves.
I've seen that.
Y'all be careful. That's just not clout. It's not for show most of the time. Sometimes, you know, they have to give back what belongs to Caesar. You know, they have to thank their people for whatever they're doing for them, you know. What I'm saying,
that's kind of scary though. Lord.
So y'all need to be careful. You need to just be alert,
you know.
Not
what?
All that glitters is gold, like.
Amen.
Literally, like, period. Like, be alert and don't do it if you don't even understand what it's about. Don't just follow things. Don't wash your hands. Don't pour it all over yourself. Don't pour on your feet.
Uh-huh. Wash your hands with water.
Exactly.
Not
shampoo. Boo.
That's actually scary, because I think this is getting personal. I have an ex whose friends used to do that. They'd say, I'm going to say this in Shona and then I'm going to translate it right afterwards. They'd say, tukugeza maoko, or tukudira doro pasi, kutitifadze my ancestors. Tukutenda my ancestors. And basically what that means is that they'd pour the alcohol onto the ground and say, we're trying to appease our ancestors before mm-hmm. we actually start partying. Mm-hmm. And I would see this on Instagram and I'd be like, to me, then, before, you know, all of this... I don't want to say spiritual awakening, because that's not what it is.
Yeah.
All of this growth
mm-hmm.
In Christ that I've experienced. Then I used to just think that's a waste of money.
I used to say, why, like, y'all wasting the bottles, though?
Agao is expensive. Agao is very expensive. Mm-hmm. But, like, why are we pouring around the ground? That's a waste of money. But it's not just only a waste of money, is it?
Mm-hmm.
There's something more to it.
And but I'm not saying it's everybody who does that.
Disclaimer. Please.
Just giving you tips of what to look for. Exactly.
Don't kill us, please. Not everybody does this.
Not everybody,
we're just talking
exactly.
about what we know.
I'm talking about my experience in Malaysia.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I heard a story. Mm. This is not personal. I have, like, never really had one of those encounters. But I heard the story as, you know, we were going through. This girl...
was dating this Kama guy.
Mm.
And he says to her, I want you to meet somebody. And she was like, oh, okay. And, you know, they've been doing their thing for a while. And then this girl meets the somebody. She was told, you know, they were in bed or whatever. Yeah. And then the guy's like, okay, I'm coming. I'm just going to get somebody you're supposed to meet.
Hey.
And the guy brings a snake.
Yo.
My guy. An entire snake, my guy. A whole snake. Like, I said, Anaconda wow. Anaconda
vibes. Or a little
not a little something. A whole snake. And he said, and then he places the snake on top of this girl and says, don't move. If you do any sudden things, ish,
it'll bite you.
It's over. Hi, hello. It's over, you know. So those are some of the things.
So she could have died.
She could have died, baby. She could have died. And like, it's all because, you know, we're looking for things that we're not supposed to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean, when you come to uni, hey, this is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
You always need to live within your means, because
exactly.
You're going to, if you're coming from a humble country like Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. where we have
economic. Shout out to all our Zimbabweans out there.
Shout out. But you know that we're going, or we've been going through like an economical crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We are privileged enough to be learning outside the country,
mm-hmm.
but our lifestyle will never be match up to the lifestyle of people who are coming from actual stable economies.
Yeah.
No matter like what social class they're in, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So you come to uni and people have money. Hi. People Woo! Have money. Yo. Yo, people have money. We see the most. People have money. And if you aren't like content in your own means, you're going to do something crazy
mm-hmm.
in order to catch up mm-hmm. and like be relevant. So find your relevance in Christ. That's what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
Find your relevance in the Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And our UWOW for this week, our unleashed word of the week, our ooh, wow of the week is going to be coming from Ephesians chapter 6. I don't remember the precise verse. I think it's 18. Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, the one that talks about being pray at all times and be alert. That's mm-hmm. our wow of the week. For people who are joining us for the first time, ooh wow, spelt UWOW, is unleashed word of the week. Remember, we're called unleashed because we're unleashing ourselves and we're unleashing the word of God as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is Ephesians 6:18. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's our ooh, wow. But yeah, Rose, do you have a parting juicy story for us? Because wow.
Well, that's for next time.
That's for next time. That's great. That's great. What advice would you give to like young Christian women? And men as well, actually. Because
yeah, we can have Yahoo women. Have Yahoo. Yeah, that's a story for another time.
Story for another time. Okay.
Yeah, we have Yahoo women.
Mm-hmm. What advice from a Christian perspective? We want to unleash some word.
Some word.
Mm-hmm. What would you say?
What would I say?
Mm-hmm.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes,
and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So if you seek God.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will fall into place, especially now. I know that most people do these things because of finances, because of money.
Mm-hmm.
People are struggling. So,
yeah.
If you see God, if you stay in Him, mm-hmm. everything will fall into place. He's always going to provide for you. Best believe. We can testify to
we
that
can
because
so testify. Oh my God.
The Lord Jesus has always come through for the girls.
Oh
so,
God.
Always working.
Come on, baby.
So that's the verse I could say. Stay alert. Like what Allison said, pray without ceasing. Stay alert. You need to be alert.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say because it's rough. It's rough.
It's rough.
Don't be gullible. Don't be naive.
Don't be naive.
Don't be gullible. It's
all
so easy
glitters.
To just... Exact, period. All that glitters is not gold. Maybe that should be our title. Right. We don't have a title for this.
The grass is not green at the other side.
No, it's not.
It is not. Because you don't know what people have to do to get that money. Exactly. Always remember that. Don't wish to be like somebody else because you don't know what they do to get that money. Work for yourself. Be independent.
Yeah, be independent. Male or female.
Male or female. Live in your means.
Live in your means.
When the time is right. You shall bloom and prosper.
Come on, somebody.
You know what I'm saying.
You know, I'm just going to wow again. That was Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. I think, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all of them shall be added unto you. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5 to like 8-ish talks about how when you're in Christ, you've been given all the riches in every way. Mm-hmm. That means like, everything. I'm talking about house, money. I'm talking about spiritually, everything. Physically, yeah. Mentally, emotionally. Everything. You are rich in every way as long as you're in Christ.
Exactly. Key thing in Christ.
Which means you have to build that relationship that you have with God. You have to build it. You have to build it and you have to build it. So this is that time in the podcast where I encourage you, no matter where you are in your relationship with Jesus, no matter how high you think you are, no matter how low you think you are, just go and talk to God. Remember, I'm always encouraging you that talking to God is not always kneeling down and praying. There's time for that. But like talking to God can be right now. You just have a conversation. Yo, Jesus, this neurobiology
is not moving.
It's not moving, baby. What am I supposed to do about this? You know what I mean? Don't think of God as being so far from you. Because if anything, he's in you. You know? So you need to just talk to God. Keep relations with God. Pray without ceasing.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, I think, are afraid of pray without ceasing. Because it means, am I supposed to be talking the whole day? I'm not like Allison. I can talk the whole day. you pray in your spirit, in your heart. And, you know, that quickens your spirit and you stay alert. I'm very happy with this episode because there was a lot of wow. A lot of unleashing of the word today.
Yes.
To be alert, to seek first the kingdom of God, and that in him we have all the riches. Remember, I will remind you again to follow, to subscribe, to like, to comment, to
message on the notification bell on YouTube.
Come on. Ding, 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 ding. Message me. Let's have a conversation about this. Let's have. You know, talk to me. I actually like to talk, hey?
She does,
I mean, I have a whole podcast where I just talk by myself, usually. Well, to you, but you know what I'm trying to say. So, may God bless you. May God increase you.
May God open doors for you.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
And bye.
Bye.
Bye.